Well, hello everyone. Ryan back here again for another podcast episode. And now this one's just going to be a quick little podcast, but I'm trying not to make them too long. When I did my podcast before, I was making them like 2 and 3 hours long. I mean, that's good if you're interviewing a lot of people, but this is just a short little movie review and movie recommendation. And it's one of my favorite movies, not one of my top 10 favorite movies, but I probably put this in my top 20. Maybe that's another list. I'll do 11 and above or whatever. But yeah, this movie is called A Simple Plan. And it came out in 1998. It is directed by Sam Raimi. You know, of course, everyone knows him from the Evil Dead trilogy. Evil Dead 2 in particular being one of my all-time favorite horror movies. But that's another episode. And also the Spider-Man trilogy from the original Spider-Man trilogy from 2002 to 2007. And he made some, of course, some other movies as well. He makes a lot of recent, couple of Marvel movies, including recent Doctor Strange movie, The Multiverse of Madness. That's what it's called. This came out in 1998, directed by Sam Raimi, and it's based on the book, as you see on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, it's the book by Scott B. Smith, A Simple Plan, which, of course, I have right here. It's a little bit different than the movie, but the basic premise, of course, is first off, it stars Billy Bob Thornton, Bill Paxton, the late, great Bill Paxton, and Bridget Fonda. Now, they play Bill Paxton and Billy Bob Thornton both play brothers in this movie, but the funny thing is, Billy Bob Thornton plays the older brother, but in fact, Billy Bob Thornton and Bill Paxton were born the same year, and actually Bill Paxton is older, a few months older than Billy Bob Thornton, but of course it's a movie. And another interesting thing is this is scored by my musical hero, my favorite composer, Danny Elfman. And when he did the score for this movie, he met his now wife, Bridget Fonda. I'm not sure if they knew each other before. They might have met, I guess, but who knows. But, of course, he was doing the score for this movie, and she's starring in it, and the rest is history. They are now happily married. So, yeah. But anyways, this story is basically like right off the back of the novel. It's a good little description of it. Two brothers and a friend find $4 million. In the cockpit of a downed plane. It's like a little Cessna plane. The pilot's dead. No one is looking for the money. To keep it, all they have to do is wait. It sounded so simple. Yeah. So, if they're in like a small town, I forget what town it is. It's like the, I believe the Midwest. I forget what town it takes place in. Doesn't say on the back of the DVD, but yeah, it's like a Midwest town. It takes place in the winter, so it's perfect for this time of year. I know up here in Canada, we just freaking snow everywhere. Not a fan of winter. It's great when you're a kid, but not so much when you have to do shoveling and everything. So, A Simple Plan. So there's a small town. He works like a grain feed store where farmers get like grain and stuff for the farms. And it's just simple jobs, right? Bill Paxton, his wife is pregnant. She's just a librarian. They have a simple little life, a simple happy little life in a small town. I grew up in small towns, and his brother Billy Bob Thornton is unemployed. He's having a hard time. So is his friend. But one day they're out going to visit their parents' graves, as they do every year. And on the way home, a fox runs across the road, and they get a basic little accident. And they have to, the fox runs off into the woods, and then so they're going to go chase after the fox, you know. And they go like, "Oh, we're collecting the debt." Yeah, they have a beer and everything, and so they're like, "Yeah, let's all start drinking now." Bill Paxton says, so they all wander into the woods, and that's when they find a plane. And they find $4 million, right? And, of course, you know, they're struggling. And, of course, this money can change their lives, obviously, right? So they decide to keep it and coming up with a plan, but further and further, basically. I'm not going to spoil the movie because, you know, this is just a recommendation. But it becomes harder than they think it's going to be, because slowly and slowly just they get more and more into trouble, basically. And of course, they have to keep a sheriff from finding out. And then, of course, like, no one just loses $4 million, right? Someone's going to come looking for it. So that's what happens, basically, in a way. So they have to keep on going and try to hide the money. Like, how do you figure how to do it? You know, like, try to figure out how, like, you want to spend it, right? And that's what happens. Like, slowly they're going to, like, go against each other, you know, the three men, the two brothers and the older brother's friend. And so one thing happens after another, and they're basically, people die, and it shows, like, can they find out more? I'm like, okay, is the money marked? What are they going to do? What I really like about this movie is this, like, it's a very suspenseful movie, and it's a thriller, and things keep going, like, wrong. Like, the money just becomes a nightmare, because basically, in the end, it'd be better off without it. So basically what happens, I'm going to read you the description basically here on the back. The American Dream in a Gym Bag. That's how three men, Bill Paxton, Billy Bob Thornton, and Brent Briscoe, that's the third guy that plays the friend, size up what they found in the snowy Minnesota woods. That's where it takes place, Minnesota. So yeah, Midwest. They've come across a down plane with a rotting corpse inside and over $4 million stuffed inside a duffel bag. Finders keepers? Maybe. But first they'll need a foolproof plan. So they and the wife of Bill Paxton, played by Bridget Fonda, they start with a scheme that's perfect in its simplicity and lethal in its miscalculation of the human heart. Mistrust, murder, intrigue, all are soon at work in this stark, twist-filled thriller. Yeah. It's in this movie, it's just really, it shows like when people are down on their luck and really, of course, you find $4 million and you're struggling, just making paycheck to paycheck, just trying to make ends meet, you know, trying to put food on the table, you know. And in the beginning, Bill Paxton and his wife, Bridget Fonda, they have a baby on the way, and it's born during the movie, so they have, you know, lots of responsibilities and financial burden. And so, but really, when you have that money right in front of you, it really shows how the good people can do evil things. And there's a great, great scene with Billy Bob Thornton. He's talking to his brother, and he's like, Hank, do you ever feel evil? I feel evil. Billy Bob Thornton was actually nominated for an Academy Award, Best Supporting Actor, for this movie. He didn't win. I forget who won. Came out in 98, so it would have been around March 99, these Academy Awards were. So I forget who won, but he was nominated. Well-deserving. And I can see in the pictures there, he really just, it's one of his more unique roles. And it's probably my favorite role of Bill Paxton outside of Sling Blade. That's another video, but I adore that movie too. Right up until the end, I'm not going to tell or give away the twists and the spoilers, but they just get more and more into deep shit, basically. And basically, by the end of the movie, they're changed for the worse, completely, like, changed. But it's just like beautifully shot movie. Just how they use the winter landscape and even Danny Elfman's score is, you know, he's used to doing, you know, of course he did Beetlejuice and Batman, Edward Scissorhands, Mars Attacks, Alice in Wonderland, the Spider-Man trilogy, you know, big scores, but this is a really down and completely a different score than those. You know, it's more like with the woodwinds and everything. So it's I just love the score. I wish I could find this on CD, and it's not on like a Spotify or anything. But years ago, I had a digital copy. I have a couple of digital tracks, like the beginning and end theme. But yes, one of my top 10 favorite scores of Danny Elfman. And I don't know what more to say about this movie without spoiling it. I don't want to go into depth and just go beat by beat. You know, I hate when trailers do that. You know, and they just. It's like, thanks, you showed me the whole movie from beginning to end, like all the major beats. Like, I don't even have to see the movie. You know, I like it when there was just old, like, teasers, where it just gives you a little glimpse, a little like, oh. And then I tend to avoid a lot of main trailers these days because it just, again, shows you everything. But I don't know what else to say about this particular movie, but, Sam Raimi did do another movie, which I'll do another video on for it, like 2 years after this, called The Gift. And that's another small town thriller suspense movie set in a small town. I wish he would do more of that type of movie too. Yeah, because he really does some great smaller budget, more self-contained in a small town, small, simple story. And if you read the book, it's a little bit different. A little bit different than the movie. Some of the characters are obviously look different, but there's it's I haven't read it in about 25 years since the movie came out, so I'm gonna give it another read here. But maybe I'll do a video on the a book review video. But yeah, this is it's a lot of good there's a little little dash of comedy, but it's a full out dramatic suspense thriller. So that's pretty much it for this. I highly recommend A Simple Plan, 1998, directed by Sam Raimi. And check it out. It's from Paramount Pictures, and I don't know if it's on Paramount Plus in the States or anything. It's not up here. But of course, I have my DVD, and I bought it on digital too years ago. So, but once again, Simple Plan. Check it out. I highly recommend it. It's one of my favorites. It's a perfect winter movie. As I said, it's a great winter movie to watch. And just if you're snowed in, grab some popcorn, your favorite snack, your favorite drink, and just sit back and relax and watch it unfold. It really, the final thing, it really makes you think about and appreciate what you have in life. And, you know, it's the simple things. And you know, not necessarily think less about things you have and money. Of course, like I don't have a lot, but I have things. And but the people in your life is what matters most, right? And this movie and the story does show you that is in the end, yeah, $4 million could change your life, but would you rather have $4 million and your friends and family gone? Would you want them fighting with you almost to the death just for money? You know, it's, you know, humans can do evil things, but as we all know. But yeah. Hug your family, appreciate what you have, and look at the brighter side of life, I guess, and we all gotta count our blessings or try to be happy as best as we can. Take everything day by day. But anyways, sit back, relax with a good movie and a good book. And these are both recommendations, the book and the movie for A Simple Plan. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm going to be back in another episode, more music and more movie reviews. And just trying to get more comfortable and used to doing this again. So this is kind of a test thing anyways. It's kind of a weird thing I'm putting together. But Yeah, maybe down the road I'll do a longer, more in-depth or even a reaction kind of watching this and going through the whole movie. But this is just a recommendation. Once again, Simple Plan. Check it out. I love it. And Ryan out, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care, guys.